What was your favourite food?
Favourite food would be pierogi that my nan used to make.
Right.
She used to make the biggest ones and the most delicious ones that I can remember as a kid. We used to go down to Nan's and we used to go before the big people. We used to sneak in through the back. And then Nan would quickly give us loads from the back. And then when the older guys came, all our cousins and brothers and stuff, they were kind of fed. But we always had more because we're younger. So we sneaked in and always got loads. So yeah, that was my favourite.
Did you watch any bare knuckle fights?
In our culture, it's very important to know how to fight due to who we are and to protect ourselves and protect our families. And that's very important for us. So I was trained and taught by my uncles and my cousins. That was very important to us. But I was always taught as well not to use it for little things. Only use it if you have to, just to protect your family.
Yeah. Did you ever fight yourself?
Yeah. Yeah, I had fights. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I definitely had fights to protect my family. Many occasions.
Alright, where did you live, like, in Poland?
In Poland, we lived in a house. We lived in, I remember the road, it's called Pentair Terrace. That's where we lived. And we had a massive two-bedroom kind of house. But in Poland, it's different than in Britain. Because in Britain, you've got like a front room, a dining room, and a kitchen and stuff. And there was just like massive two rooms. And then you had your kitchen and toilet, everything separate. But the two rooms, that's kind of what we lived in. And there was six of us all together.
Do you have any like tattoos with a god or anything on it?
Yes, I do, as you can see here. This is my life journey. So this is something that's important to me to remind me where I come from. To remind me this is the culture I was brought up in. This is my kind of, so this is the religion, then the culture, but then I live in this here today, which is in the city.
Yeah.
But I always will remember where I come from, never to forget.
Do you wear like rosemary beads and bracelets and all?
Yes, yes, I do. Yeah, I've got loads of them. I've had a couple made, especially made for myself. I've got a golden rose beads made for myself, because that's really important to me, my culture. I'm a Catholic, but I don't go to church. I believe that God is everywhere, so I can chat to him whenever I need. But yeah, stuff like that.
So is your mum and dad brought up on a site? No?
No. Most of my family lived actually in houses. So my great-grandparents travelled. They had a caravan. But then my gran and then my mum all lived in houses.
Oh, is you full or half?
Full. Yeah, full Romani.
Do you know any down here, like gypsies that live down here on the site? No.
On sites, no, I don't, how can I say, I don't kind of mix that much now with Romanies. I kind of work all the time, do my own thing. I've got six children, so I'm very busy with my own family. Only if, like, gypsies come, and they come from different countries, they come to visit, or big bands or musicians come down, they always want to visit me. Because I'm a dancer, you kind of make yourself a name. They want to come and see you, they want to kind of say hello and stuff like that. So gypsies do travel to us. But we don't kind of travel much out because I've got a business I got to run. I got to look after my family. So very, very busy life.
Man, that's all done.
Cool. Thank you, man.